Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lion. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm B.B. Daniels Lyon.
And here they are, home again.
Oh, just think, family, we're almost home.
Yeah, and the car's running swell.
Oh, we're making great speed, Daddy.
Yes, not a single bicycle is faster than 5 minutes.
Oh, look, Southwick Street.
Oh, yes. Richard, how's my parrot?
Oh, he's still asleep. He got tired of flying ahead of us.
Oh, look, there's Flory. Yo, Flory! Flory! Drive over to Flory, Ben.
Drive over Flory? I'd love to.
Get that glint out of your eye. You know what I meant.
Phoebe, darling.
Oh, Flory, darling.
Oh, it's so good to see you again.
Oh, it's so good to see you, too.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Wainwright.
Oh, hello, Flory. Say, you look like a million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every day of it.
Oh, the same old Ben. Oh, it is good to have you home again. You haven't changed a bit, B.B.
Oh, neither of you, Flory, dear.
And good old Ben looks just like the day he left. The same little green face. Those two pink eyes. That long, thin nose. And oh, those cute little feathers.
That's the parrot. Ben is the one without the feathers.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Well, that's a fine welcome.
Flory, I want you to see my new little parrot. Look.
Oh, isn't he a sweet little thing?
Yes, and he's smart, too.
He's stupid.
He is not. Now, put your face close to the cage and get a good look at him.
All right.
Polly, this is my best friend, Flory Wainwright. Wake up and say hello to her.
Hello, Polly.
Ah! Save me! Save me! Ah!
Well, that parrot's not so stupid.
Ben, did you teach that parrot to insult me?
No, but thanks for the idea.
Oh, be sure and drop around later and see us, honey, will you?
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Polly, now be a good little bird and say goodbye to Flora.
Ah, take it away! Take it away, you! You peasants!
Ben, will you please say something to that bird?
All right, goodbye, Flory.
Ben Lyon.
Oh, you mean the other one. Oh, yes, Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly.
Hurry, Pop, we're almost home.
Oh, Mother, just look at Mr. Entwistle's front lawn. Isn't it a beauty?
Yes, they put it in this summer.
Yeah, everybody gets a new lawn but us.
Well, wait till you see ours, Ma.
Richard!
Daddy, you put in a new lawn?
Well, now that Richard spoiled the surprise, yes, we have a new lawn.
Oh.
That's why I came back to the house last week.
Oh, did you plant it yourself, dear?
No, but I watched them, and I did the difficult job. After all the turf was packed down, I turned on the sprinklers.
Oh, look, there's our house.
Oh, it sure is good to be home, isn't it, Ma?
Oh, it certainly is, dear.
Well, turn off the engine, Pop.
All right, all right. Now, hang on, everybody. I'm going to turn off the engine. There. Well, the car's glad to be home, too.
Let's all get out. We've got a lot of luggage to carry in.
Yes, B.B., you take the brown case. Mm-hmm. Richard, grab that big suitcase. And Barbara, you grab those hat boxes.
What are you going to carry, Ben?
This road map.
What?
Oh, remember, the doctor told me to be careful after my operation.
Ben, that was 4 months ago.
Well, I want to be careful. After all, I'm all I've got.
Oh, Pop.
Now stop stalling, Richard, and carry that suitcase into the house.
But, Ma.
And you too, Barbara.
But, Ma.
Doesn't the house look beautiful with that lake all around it? There is a lake. Ben, did we have a lake when we went away?
Great Scott, where's all that water coming from? It's almost up to the front door.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Well, what'll we do?
Women and children!
The parrot was flying away on us here. is ridiculous. What silly idiot left the water running?
You did, Pop. You didn't turn off the sprinklers.
Oh. Well, at least we're the only house in the neighborhood with a lake. Now, come on, everybody. Let's wade in.
Oh, it's cold. Yeah.
Well, we're in the old house again. How does it feel to be home?
Oh, wonderful. Simply wonderful, Daddy.
Oh, Barbara, don't dump that thermos flask on the chair. Put it in the kitchen.
All right.
Richard, wipe your feet on the doormat.
I can't. It floated away.
Stop talking nonsense.
Oh, Pop, these bags are getting awfully heavy.
Well, carry them upstairs and then come down and get the rest of the luggage.
Happy homecoming, Richard.
Oh, I feel very sorry for you, son. Slaving all summer over a hot cricket bat.
Oh!
Now what?
Oh, Daddy, I broke the thermos flask.
Everything we have is broken. I don't know. Other people keep their things a lifetime, but not this family.
Pop!
Other people go away on holidays and settle down like normal human beings. We can't even go across the street.
Pop!
The trouble is none of you have any system. It's a good thing I don't run my business like you run this house.
Hey, Pop!
Just a moment, son, just a moment. When I came up here last week, I installed a new system.
You did?
Yes, yes, I did. I rearranged things in a more systematic manner. Hmm. Once you get used to it, you'll have no trouble at all. Now then, son, what is it you want?
The door to the bedroom is locked and there isn't any key.
Well, the key's where it belongs, with all the other keys, all tagged and labeled.
Where?
I put them in a drawer.
Well, which drawer?
Oh, that's not important.
That means he can't remember.
Well, even if I could remember, what good would it do? The drawer's locked.
You locked the drawer with all the keys in it?
Well, naturally. Then I put the key to the drawer someplace else.
Where?
In the tobacco jar. No. Wait a minute, was it under the clock? No.
Barbara, put the kettle on while your father plays thimble, thimble, who's got the thimble?
Now, stop being sarcastic. Make me a sandwich, baby. I'm starved.
Oh, I can't, Daddy. The kitchen door is locked.
Oh, yes, yes.
Every room in the house is locked.
Every room?
Yeah, that room, too.
Honey, maybe you put the key in the chandelier.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. No, just relax, everybody. I'll think where I hid it. Just give me time.
All right.
Pop, have you thought where you put the key yet?
No, but I will. I will.
Oh, Daddy, look. Skippy came through the window.
Oh, hello, Skippy, my little fur friend.
I hope she likes the new parrot.
Look, Skippy, Mother brought you a nice little feathered playmate. Yes. Polly, this is Skippy.
Ah, pretty cat. Ah, pretty cat.
You won't be jealous of the little parrot, will you, Skippy?
Meow.
Oh. And you won't ever fight with the little parrot, will you?
Meow.
Good. Then I'll lift you up to Polly. There. Now say hello to Polly, Skippy.
Meow. Ah, baby. Ah, baby. Ah.
You're a naughty little pussycat.
Well, we'll have to keep those two apart. Oh, now, how do you like that? Haven't been in the house 15 minutes. You think people would have the decency to let you get your hat off before they started ringing the bell? Come in.
Good afternoon, all.
Oh, Wimple, old pal. Good to see you. Why didn't you come over sooner?
Well, it took me a while to get through that big lake out there.
Stop exaggerating. Take off your waders and sit down.
Thanks, Wolfie. Oh, I brought you some flowers, Mrs. Hill.
Oh, how wonderful. They're just what I need. The new ones on my hat are almost dead.
Probably out of sympathy with your head.
Hmm? Nothing.
Nothing. How's the family, Wimple?
Oh, they're fine.
Oh, we brought presents back for all your 12 children, Mr. Wimple.
Well, that is nice. But I've got 13 now.
Oh, dear me. You must draw quite a bit of a family allowance.
Yeah, two more kids and he can get a TV set.
No, thank you. 13's enough. I don't want a large family.
Well, I wish I'd brought the new baby something.
Well, you can go out tomorrow and buy it something.
Well, what do you think would be nice?
Well, how about a pair of rubber panties?
Oh, don't be silly, Ben. They wouldn't let a little baby like that go out in the rain.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot. Wimple, did I tell you about my operation?
Yes, thanks. I better be chuddling along now.
Oh.
Be sure and say hello to Mrs. Wimple for us.
All right, Mrs. L. I say, must I start speaking to her again just for you?
Oh, Mr. Wimple, it's very disillusioning to hear you talk about your wife like that. You know, everybody says marriages are made in heaven.
Yeah, well, whoever made ours must have had a terrible sense of direction.
I'll see you later, Wimple.
Oh, poor Mr. Wimple and his 13 children. Too bad he and his wife have nothing in common.
Yeah, well, I better start looking for that key. You go out and bring the trunk in, B.B.
Aren't you going to help me?
Honey, my operation.
Oh, all right.
Where's Pop?
He's outside watching the lake go down.
I wish he could remember where he put the key to that desk. I'm getting awfully tired of this one room.
Hello, family.
Oh, Aggie. Oh, it's so good to see you.
My dream girl.
Aggie, we sure have missed you.
Oh, it's grand to be back with y'all again. I'd have been in the house sooner, but it took me an hour to get through it.
You mean the lake?
No. Your father was telling me about his operation.
Did you get very wet wading through that big puddle in front of the door?
No, your father was very thoughtful. When I got to it, he carefully took off my coat, threw it across the puddle. Then he walked across it.
Oh, that's a shame, Aggie. Sit down next to the fire and dry yourself off.
Mother, When Bill Clinker arrives, do we all have to sit in the living room together?
I'm afraid so, dear.
That's going to be real intimate. Oh, that will be Bill now. Now, remember, family, don't do anything silly.
Don't worry, dear. We'll be perfectly natural.
That's what I'm worried about. Oh, Richard, you answer the door. And remember, be friendly to him.
Okay, I'll be friendly. I've never bitten one of your boyfriends yet, have I? Oh, hello, Bill. Come in.
Why, Richard Lyon. Hello there. I haven't seen you for months. It's awfully nice to see you again. I've missed you, old boy. I really have.
Oh, come now. Let's not get sickening about this.
Don't pay any attention to him, Bill. Come on, let's sit down on the couch.
Oh, do you think there's room?
Of course there is. Richard, Aggie, Mother, move over a little, will you?
All right, dear.
Hi.
Okay. A little crowded, but cozy.
Very pleasant. Barbara, darling, let me hold your hand.
Here, Bill.
Oh, Barbara. Your tiny hands are so white and fragile.
Those are mine.
Sorry.
Oh, hello, everybody. Move over, everybody. Hello, Bill. I'm tired. Move over.
Oh, Daddy.
Comfortable, Aggie?
Aye. You're not very heavy, Mr. Lyon.
Now, stop exaggerating.
Why don't you children go out in the garden?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'll get my coat.
And I'll get mine.
No, Richard, we don't want to be saddled with you.
No, I'm a horse.
See you later, everybody.
Yeah, come on.
Hello, Barbara.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Wainwright. Go right in.
Bebe, I came over just as soon as I could. Now tell me all about your holiday.
Oh, I'd love to. Sit down, dear.
Thank you.
Florrie, I wish you'd been in Paris with us.
Move over, Florrie. You're leaning on my incision.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. Oh, Bebe, I forgot to tell you. William Cupper and his wife have moved in next door to you.
Oh, how exciting.
They were in Blackpool when you were there.
Oh, did they see our show?
No, but they heard about it.
Well, why didn't they come and see it?
She said they heard about it. Tell me more about the Cuppers, Florrie.
Well, I can't tell you very much.
Oh, it isn't that I want to gossip for that. I'm curious, you know. I just want to know a few little things like, what do they look like? What sort of furniture have they got? What does he earn? How much does he give her? How often do they quarrel? You know, little things like that.
Why is it that when women get together, they're never interested in anything unless it's gossip?
Well, you know, a woman's mind's like a car. It needs fuel.
You're right. In your case, your tongue does 200 revolutions to the minute, but your mind stays in neutral.
Ben, you stop that. Florrie, that was very clever of you, comparing a woman's mind with a car.
Well, of course, it's not just a woman's mind. Oh, when I was 19, the boys used to call me the young lassie with the classy chassis.
And now they call you the old biddy with a shoddy body.
Oh, you beast. I'm leaving.
Oh, Ben. All right, honey. Let me know if you find out anything new about the new neighbors, huh?
Well, I do know one thing. Mm-hmm. They're high up on the social ladder.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, but he's a Harley Street doctor.
A doctor? Oh, well, that's different. He'd probably like to see my scar.
No, I don't think so. I warned him. I mean, I told him all about you.
Well, come on, BB. We'll go over and call on him.
All right, dear.
Hurry up, BB.
I'm coming. I wonder if Dr. and Mrs. Cupper are at home.
Of course they are. Their car's outside.
Yes, and all the blinds are up. I'll ring the bell.
No, I'll do it.
What do we say to them?
Well, when they know who it is, they'll probably ask us in for a cup of tea, and then I can sit down and have a nice long medical chat with the doctor. What was that?
The blind went down.
Well, they probably think it's a tradesman.
Maybe they aren't home.
Well, don't talk silly. They've got a fire going. Look, there's smoke coming out of the chimney. If there wasn't any fire, I'd be convinced.
The smoke stopped.
I still think they're home.
I think somebody's spying on us through that little letterbox.
Well, they probably can't see us. You, doctor, it's Ben Lyon. Right, Phoebe, there's nobody home.
No, let's go back.
Did you meet the new neighbors, Pop?
No, they were out.
Well, the lights are on in their house.
I said they were out, Richard.
Oh, Daddy, Aggie gave me a key. She said she thinks it fits our kitchen door.
Oh, good. Give it here. I'll go in and look around. Maybe I hid the key to the drawer in there.
Well, even if we can't get into our rooms, we can unpack. Ben, will you put that cigarette out and unpack your bag?
Wait a minute. I can smell something peculiar. I think it's coming from the kitchen. I'm going in to investigate.
But, Ben, it's only the... Silly man. If he'd waited, I could have told him I forgot to turn the gas pilot light off before we went away.
What?
Mother, the kitchen must be filled with gas, and Daddy's gone in there with a lighted cigarette.
I know, dear. He's smoking too much lately. You know, that's the 10th cigarette he smoked today.
But, Ma, Pop's going to blow himself up.
Now, let's see. The brown case is yours, Barbara, and the blue one's mine. And, Richard, the green one is yours.
What about Daddy?
The gray one is his.
But, Mother...
Don't talk so much, dear, and answer the door. I heard somebody knock.
That was the gas exploding.
Oh.
Who let that potager turn on?
Well, it was, Why, Pop, you look different without eyebrows.
Thanks. You should see the kitchen. It looks different without windows.
Well, thank goodness you're all right, dear. What blew the windows out?
Blast.
Ben, if you're going to use that kind of language, we'll drop the subject. Now, let's see. Barbara, put everything aside that has to go to the laundry. The laundryman should be here at any second.
All right, Mother. Where's that dirty sweater of Daddy's? You know, the one you knitted for him.
I put it over the radiator on the car to keep it warm.
Well, I thought you said you were going to tack it over that hole in the back of the roof.
I did. It covers the whole car.
No kidding.
No kidding. And what was left over, I tucked under the bumper.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
That's it.
Well, that's what?
Rug. Rug. That's where the key to the drawer is, under the rug in the car. Run out and get it, Richard.
Okay, Pop.
I still think it's in the chandelier.
Why does he always have to slam the door?
Come on, Barbara. Let's finish unpacking.
Come in.
Hello. Me new Chinese laundryman. Me honorable son yet Charlie Wong.
Oh, hello, Wong. Mr. Wimple recommended you to me. I'm Ben Lyon.
Me no. Me see you one time in pictures.
Oh, well, what picture did you see me in?
No picture. Me sit next to you in the 1 9 3.
Yes, well, I remember you. I recognize you now. I remember how I admired the way you ate your ice cream with your chopsticks. At first, I thought you were knitting.
No, we only joking. Me see you many, many times in movie pictures.
Oh, really? Well, tell me, do they like my pictures in China?
Oh, China, when my people see Ben Nyan in cinema, everybody say, Hun holly holly me aloho, ho here holly every other. Holly holly.
That's very funny. That's the opinion of people all over the world.
Is that so? My pictures did very well in the past, and they'll do even better in the future on television. Hop along, Lion.
You mustn't brag, Mr. Lion. Don't forget old Chinese proverb that say, don't count your chickens while they're still laying eggs.
Oh, Mr. Wong, can you sit down and wait a little longer? I haven't found... You see, I haven't found Ben's shirties yet.
Oh, me no can wait longer. You bring it to my shopping. My brother Bertie take it for me.
All right, well, tell Bertie we'll bring the laundry around before 2:30.
Holy lady, me tell it, Bertie, you bring it dirty shirty before 2:30. Goodbye.
Ben.
Huh?
Ben, he's Chinese, isn't he?
Well, naturally.
Oh. Well, Pop, the car's not out in front. It's disappeared. It's gone.
What? Bebe, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Barbara? Our car's been stolen.
Oh, but who'd be stupid enough? Huh? I mean, rotten enough to steal our car.
Well, they have. Isn't it awful?
Oh, it's terrible. Just yesterday, you put a gallon of petrol in it.
Now, look, son, I'm in no mood for jokes. My car's been stolen.
Well, we better do something quick. Well, let's run after the thieves.
Oh, don't be silly. They may have taken the car an hour ago.
Well, good. Then we can catch them before they reach the corner.
Now, stop being funny and hand me my coat.
Where are you going, Daddy?
I'm going to headquarters. I'll get my car back. The London police are always on their toes. Well, here we are, Bebe. This is the Marble Arch Police Station.
Good.
Now, look, you keep quiet while I talk to the sergeant behind the desk. Excuse me, Sergeant.
Yes?
I'd like to report a stolen car.
Do we have an appointment?
No, I just want to report a stolen car.
Oh, well, we're not very busy today. Perhaps we can work you in.
Thank you.
Now, if you'll just answer a few questions, where do you live?
Marble Arch.
Oh, then what kind of a Rolls Royce was it?
Oh, no, it isn't a Rolls Royce.
A BRM?
No, it's a...
Oh, come now, sir. What kind of car was it?
Well, it's a rocket.
A what?
A rocket.
From which planet?
It's not from any planet. It just looks like it is.
Oh, then you must be Ben Lyon.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a moment, I'll write this down. Stolen from Ben Lyon, one rocket.
That's right.
Now, I'd like a description of the car.
Well, let's see. The top goes up and down.
Drophead car.
No, the top just goes up and down.
You think you can find the car, Sergeant?
Oh, well, not only find it, but we'll apprehend the criminal as well.
Well, how do you do it?
We just take the fingerprints off the steering wheel.
Oh, well, in that case, you better take the fingerprints off the door handle.
Why?
We don't have a steering wheel.
Well, that's incredible. What do you do when you get to a turning? How do you make a turn?
Oh, we just get out and kick the front wheel.
Baby.
When we get to a roundabout, we go crazy.
Now, that's not true, and stop making things up.
I know.
Well, let's not waste any more time. If you'll just follow me into the radio room, I'll see that this description gets to our flying squad cars.
All right, Sergeant. Come on, honey.
Now, right through here. Tell me, who do you want to make this call? There's P.C. Hanover or P.C. Hemingway?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, P.C. Hemingway has the highest listening figure. Most of our cars listen to him.
Oh. More popular, huh?
Popular? Why, he's so popular that the BBC want him to star in PC 98.
Really?
Oh, yes, he's twice the man PC 49 is. Just listen to him send a message.
Calling car 18, calling car 18. I haven't heard from you. I haven't heard from you. Oh, was it something I said?
Him to send our message.
Hemingway.
Oh, just one second, sir. Calling car 15, calling car 15. Happy birthday, you're now 16. Now, what was it, sir?
Add this stolen car to your list.
Very good, sir. Calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a... A Stevenson's rocket, license number 3PU.
Well, I hope they find it.
Oh, they will. Well, squad cars, that's all for this afternoon, but I'll be with you again tomorrow, same time, same spot on the dial. So, until then, auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, we'll meet
Say,
again.
Say, he's good at that. Come on, BB, let's go home. Oh, kids, we're home.
Did you find the car, Pop?
No, but the police are looking for it.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, it's a shame about your car.
Oh, thanks, Aggie.
And just after you had all the inside re-wallpapered.
That wasn't wallpaper. That was fine old English chintz.
Aye. Well, I'll go and make you a nice cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, Aggie.
Oh, Daddy, now that the car's been stolen, do you think we could buy a new one?
A new one? What was wrong with the old one? I ask you, what was wrong with the old one?
Ben, you know I don't allow the children to use that kind of language.
Ma, you shouldn't talk like that about the car. It may have been old and rusty and falling apart, but it was like one of the family.
Yes.
Will everybody stop looking at me? all right, go ahead and laugh. Be funny.
Oh, where's your sense of humor, Daddy? Don't take it so seriously.
She's right, dear.
Yes, Pop, why get upset?
I love that. This family kills me. If anything of yours is missing, it's different. If Richard loses a penny, nobody can leave the house for days. If Barbara loses a boyfriend, we all have to go in mourning for 3 weeks. If your mother loses her mind... No, let's think of something she'd really miss. A hat. Yeah. Yes, if she loses a hat, we never hear the end of it. But I lose my car and nobody cares. Nobody. Nobody. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, my operation.
Oh, Daddy, don't get yourself so worked up.
Oh, thank you, dear, but I can't help it. A fine homecoming. My car stolen. The key to my desk lost. I wonder what else can happen to me.
Mr. Lyon, we haven't a thing in the house for dinner.
A fine time to tell me. The only store that's open tonight is 3 miles away.
I can't help that. I can't cook the food I haven't got.
Pop, I just found the key to the desk drawer.
Oh, good boy. Where was it?
Probably up in the chandelier.
Phoebe, as I've told you before, nobody would put a key way up there unless they had two heads. Richard, where are you going?
To get you another hat.
Oh, I'll get it. It may be the police about my car. Come in.
Hello, Mr. L.
Oh, Wimple, old pal. You're just the man I want to see. Aggie wants me to get some groceries. May I borrow your car?
Well, why don't you use your own car?
Because at the moment I don't have a car.
Of course you have.
Oh, look, Wimple, our car has been stolen.
No, it hasn't. It's in front of the house. I brought it over after I washed it, like Mrs. L told me to.
Baby, did you know Wimple had the car?
Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you. Oh, aren't I just the silliest little 32-year-old girl you ever knew?
Definitely. Come on, family. Let's drive down to the store.
Well, Life with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Hugh Morton, Horace Percival, David Enders, and Clive Baxter. Script by B.B. Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly, with incidental music by Arthur Wilkinson. Production by Tom Ronald.